So, as we said yesterday, tonight, Shabbat and Chanukah, right, first of all, we said from the Ben Ishchai that, you know, the Nerot should be Dolkim half an hour. Tonight, as we said, right, so, Berev Shabbat, Selchiten Shema Menerot Chanukah, Shi'ur, Sheidlegu Chatzi Sha'am, Achasa Kochavim Ele Shabbat. We need half an hour, right, to be lit after Tzet HaKochavim. Tzet HaKochavim, it's 13 and a half minutes after sunset. So therefore it comes out, whether we use candles or oil, it has to burn at least an hour. And that's provided that, you know, you don't light it too early. So in other words, if we would light, 4:15 or so, so it should at least be lit till 5:15, right? Because we need half an hour after Tzedek Chavim to be Megayem the Mitzvah. And as we said, you know, it's better, but it's not Ma'akev, to come to Daven Mincha earlier, because it has to do with the Avodah Bet HaMikdash, right? That was Korban Tamid, and then they would light the menorah. If a person is able, so we have 12:30 and 3 o'clock. That was our nimo se. But if a person is not able there at work, etc., it's not a problem. They tebro ma'amul tukhune roshan bokonan va bian kenisa minchai sa'at 4 o'clock. Then, we had last night unbelievable mesiba im tashbar. So I shared with the parents, the Ben Ishchai says, אם הדליקה וקיבה הרוח, right? אם הניחה במקום שיטת הרוח שאינה יכולה לעמוד בו, לא יצא את החובה. When you lit the menorah, you have to light it in a place that it's going to survive, right? If you put it in a windy place, so then you are not becoming a mitzvah, right? The Ben Ishchai says, you have לא יצא את החובה. If a person, like in a windy place, that he lights it, it's not הדלקה. And he says, אבל אם הניחה במקום שאינה שולטת הרוח, if a person put the candle in a place that, you know, it's not windy, וגרה לה מקרה וכפתה, and then, you know, it happened, and כפתה, אינו זרוך מן הדין להדליקה. So then he doesn't have halachically to relight it, ואם החמיר להדליקה, ברוך יהיה. If he is מחמיר, ברוך תהיה. So I was saying that, you know, I think it's a met. You see, Chanukah is chinuch. Chanukah is chinuch, and there are a lot of messages in lighting the menorah candle to how to raise children. Torah way, right? How do we light the candles? The shamash bends over and just holds the flame right against the candle. And it becomes, and he holds on next to it till at she'ola hashalhevet me'eleha. We have to make sure that, you know, the majority of the wick is going to catch on, but you don't force it. You just hold the shamash next to it till the flame goes up. So this is chinuch. We have to bend over to the younger ones and with warmth, right? The light is it's warm. And kindly, you don't force it. You don't force it. No way not to force Torah. Right? And I love kids, like, you know, the little kid doesn't want to wear a kippah. There was a meshugane that, you know, he used chvishmiyan, crazy glue. Divune. Madud crazy glue zadebut, kolay bachisha usarish. I mean, you have, anyway. So you see, now the Ben Ishchai says you have to light it b'magom. That it's not Sheina Ruach Mitzuya. It's so important that at home there's Shalom Bayit, right? That there it's not windy, stormy, right? If a person lights the candle in a person place that it's windy, he's not, it wasn't Mekadem Mitzvah. If a person tries to raise his children, right, and they don't have, at least what the parents could do is in front of the kids to be respectful to each other, and the kids should not see anything but love and respect, right? This is the minimum, right? Otherwise, a person was not mekayem a mitzvah. If the home is stormy, makom ruchot, right? That it's not only it's a the mitzvah, it's an avera also. We have to realize the kids are a pikadon. The kids are not ours. The kids are pikdonot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neshamot, pure neshamot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deposited with us. And we have to make sure to lit these candles like properly, right? In the proper environment, that there is love and respect. It's not stormy. And again, with like bending over, having a lot of patience to raise children. A lot of patience, and only with like this little candle with warmth, you illuminate and be'ezrat Hashem, that from each one of these candles, we would have thousands more being lit. Chag Sameach, Rabbi Chanan Yabana Rashi Omer Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu.